you know, obviously we're looking forward to it, as are Derry. I think the only disappointing part of the election is that we're limited to the number of supporters we can get in. I think it's whatever it is, 800 people we can get in. It's just a pity that we couldn't have a full house there with the game against Derry in a cup at home. You know, that's probably the only disappointing part of it, put about it to you. But look, we're looking forward to it. Derry have been on a great run since Rory came in with Raf. And look, we'll have a work cut out on the pitch. But look, at least we can look forward to it on the basis that it is a cup game. And, you know, the league side of it is parked for another week anyway. Like.
But all in fairness, you've been on a great run yourselves over the last number of weeks, and in particular with that brilliant victory against St Pat's. So just like Derry, you'll begin into this game with confidence, Ollie.
Most certainly we will. Yeah, as they will. You know, obviously they've had a much better run of it through the months of June and July that we struggled big time. But we've recovered, and hopefully we can continue to recover. But it'll take a similar performance to last weekend against Pats to get anything out of tomorrow. Look, we're hoping that we can continue in the level that we had last Friday and try and make it difficult for Derry, and be it extra time, be it further, whatever, to make a game of it and see what comes out of it. Like.
Yeah. Defensively, obviously, you'll be looking to keep the goals out, Ollie, in this cup tie. Your central defensive duo, Shane Michael Linney and Kosovar Siddiqui, is this match too early for them? Can they feature on Friday night?
Probably not. To put this right to you, had it been a league game, maybe we might take a gamble on one of them, but the fact of it being a cup game and with another, obviously, a huge game against Shamrock Rovers the following Friday, it might have come a week or two too soon. But we'd see, you know, we're training tonight, and we'd see what happens and what extent that the injuries have recovered to. But it's unlikely that they'll feature tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball at you, Ollie. You mentioned Shamrock Rovers there. Which game do you see as the most important? The cup game against Derry?
Look, we can't pick and choose, Oisín. We don't have that strength and depth and strength in, you know, like Shamrock Rovers are, you know, they can chop and change. They're playing tonight in the Europa League. We're not that. We're nothing near that. And we can't pick and choose what games we want to win or want to get a result out of. And we'll go at tomorrow night with every, you know, hope of trying to get through that. That if it gets us through, brilliant. If it doesn't, it doesn't, and then we pick up the pieces on Saturday and prepare for Shamrock Rovers. But look, it's just as I said to you a few minutes ago, it's a pity that we couldn't have had a full house for a game, you know, a cup game at home against Derry. That's probably the only disappointing part of it. But look, we'll go and see, can we progress, and I'm sure Derry will have every confidence in progressing also.
Yeah, would you welcome a cup run this season, Ollie?
You welcome a cup run any year. I mean, we had a decent run last year where we got done in the quarter final at home to Shamrock Rovers. We've had some difficult draws in the previous years. We got drawn away to Shamrock Rovers in the first round, and the previous year again we got drawn away to Dundalk in the first round, and they were the cup holders and league champions at the time. Of course you'd welcome it. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago we went to Fairview in Limerick and stumbled over the line in extra time, but in hindsight maybe it was a great victory for us, and the fact that we kicked on from it and we need to try and kick on. We'd love to stay in the cup, don't get me wrong, but either way, whether we progress or not on Saturday morning, we'll be looking at Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, and this, of course, isn't going to be the last meeting of used two sides in the season. There's still a couple of games to come after this, Ollie.
Yeah, I think we've got Derry in a fortnight as well in the Brandywell in the league, which you could view as being much more important to us in our bid to try and survive in the Premier Division. But we can't pick and choose, and we don't have enough, you know, to go and decide, well, we'll go all out for this one and not for the other. Should we do that, we're going to fall between two stools. So we'll take a cut off tomorrow and see where it gets us.
Just finally then, Ollie, what has been most impressive from your point of view in this latest run where Harps have picked up four ones on the bounce? What has pleased you about it all?
Well, I mean, someone asked me what has turned. I think basically just a few decisions and a little bit of rub the green has gone away. I mean, in Longford, you know, it was an own goal that got us 1-0 up, and prior to that, you know, it was there was decisions going against you, there was penalties given left, right and centre, and indeed including last Friday. But to be fair to the official last Friday, I don't think he booked anyone from on the pitch from either team that I remember, and indeed either dugout, which is it's a credit in the run of ways, you know, our recent weeks of ways things were going. But look, I think we've always been together, even when we struggled in June and July, and you know we are still together as a group, and long may that continue. It's just a little bit of rub of the green has gone away that maybe didn't in the previous months, and we needed to go away tomorrow night if any hope of progressing.
There hasn't been too many derbies in the past that have gone without carriage, Ollie.
No, there hasn't yet, but I mean, you know, there was a game in Longford, Oisín, and I know this isn't really your line of questioning, but there was a game in Longford where there wasn't a bad tackle, and all and sundry on the pitch and off the pitch ended up getting yellow cards and worse. And, you know, it's not about the referees, and it's not about the fourth officials, and it's not about me or Paul Hegarty. It's about the players on the pitch. And thankfully, last Friday, while I complained about the penalty decision, I don't think anybody was booked in a game. There was plenty of tackles in it. There was nothing sinister in any way, and I think that's the way that we hope that it'll continue.
Yeah, Harps get a win on Friday and not be complaining, will you, Ollie?
No, absolutely not, Oisín, but we need a lot of things to go away, including referees' decisions, for that to happen.
Okay, listen, good to talk to you. The best of luck at the
weekend.
Care.
Thanks, Oisín.